We're here at the ASTA CSS 2014 and Seed Expo. With me is Becky Langer. And Becky, what is your title with Bayer Crop Science?
I'm the head of the North American Bayer Bee Care Program.
All right. Well, one of the things I want to talk about first is the Ag Voice for Choice. And we just had this come out just before Thanksgiving, I guess. Tell us what this is about, what the initiative is here, and what you hope to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. So the Ag Voice for Choice is really a stakeholder platform that Bayer developed in response to the EPA document that came out. So if we back up to June when the presidential memorandum came out, this memorandum directed the EPA and the USDA to develop a national pollinator strategy. So in gaining the information for this, the EPA published a document on the value of neonicotinoid seed treatments for soybean. In this document that came out, they saw very limited or minimal benefits to the soybean treatment. We know this is different. We know many stakeholders, growers out there know that there's a benefit to these treatments. And so in order for them to get their word out and have their concerns recognized amongst the nation, we created the AgVoiceForChoice.com website where these stakeholders can go and submit a letter based on their zip code. It will go to their representatives, and they can choose whether they're a grower, applicator, concerned citizen, and really let the concerns be voiced.
Tell me just a little bit more about this EPA document. I mean, this is a document. Are they going to go anywhere with it? Why are they asking for public comment on it?
I believe that they're using the information to see what kind of response they can get. Are the stakeholders going to speak up? Soybean, we don't see as much yield increase as we do with some of the other crops. So perhaps that's why they chose it, to see how much interest there is, how much people do value the neonicotinoid seed treatments for them. And so it's rather unusual for them to publish such documents. That may be why it took some individuals by surprise, and that's part of our initiative with the Ag Voice for Choice and allowing people to know it's out there and to get the word out.
And I've also heard that it was kind of, the research was a little, what that they based their document on was kind of limited and maybe not broad enough in scope to give an accurate representation of the use of neonicotinoids in soybeans.
It does seem that the data set was rather limited. We've done a comparison, or our scientists have done some comparisons, say, looking at the number of observations in the Ag Informatics benefit document that came out versus the EPA one. And there is a difference in the number of observations that were counted, or the states that are key soybean growing states that were looked at. And even if you look at the data, it seems that they didn't do quite the analysis that indicated the benefit was there when scientists who start running meta-analysis on the data did indicate there was a 2.6 bushel yield increase.
Why are they going at it from a benefit standpoint? Are they saying that we should get rid of this because it has no benefits, or are they saying that it has detrimental effects? Because it seems like we're going at it the opposite way. There are some people that say neonics, of course, have detrimental effects on pollinators. So why go at it from the aspect of it doesn't have any benefits?
I think the general idea is that there's a concern that the neonicotinoids may be involved or playing a role in stressing the pollinator health. And so they're only wanting to use them when necessary. So if there's not a yield increase associated with it, or even if we look beyond that yield increase, if there's not a value associated with it, they're wanting to hear. And so that's why we have to get those voices out there from our growers and stakeholders saying, yes, there is that benefit that we see on our farm every day.
Thanks a lot, Becky. Here at the ASTA CSS 2014 and Seed Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.